Everyone's looking for more. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've got, everybody's looking for more. Asking a question, is this all there is? That's the topic on today's episode of the Repurposed Man Podcast. It's Super Bowl week, and as has been the custom over most years, the New England Patriots are involved, and you know what that means. Tom Brady is in the game, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, arguably the best. He's taken his talents to Atlanta one more time. Now, whether or not you're a Brady or a Patriot hater, you really do have to give props to them for consistency in excellence and success. I mean, let's look at Tom Brady. Over his career, Brady has won 3 league MVP awards, 5 Super Bowls, 4 Super Bowl MVP awards, a 13-time Pro Bowler. He's also twice led the NFL in passing yards, and now he's heading to his 9th Super Bowl, the most of any quarterback in history. Interestingly, though, years ago, already holding 3 Lombardi trophies, Brady was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and he surprisingly shared the wonder of every man. With money, notoriety, acclaim, status, celebrity, Tom Brady himself asked, there's got to be more, right? I mean, have you asked the same thing? And there's a good chance that you have. Even godly men ask this question. But Tom Brady, someone at the top of his game, literally, with everything you could imagine, ask the question, there's got to be more, right? Well, let's consider what God has for us. Well, what is purpose? Purpose is the reason that something is done, or that something is created, or for which something exists. You know, the Bible's really clear about what our purpose in life should be. If you look at the Old and New Testament, men sought and discovered life's purpose. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, discovered the futility of life when it's lived only for this world. He says at the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty or purpose of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, every hidden thing, whether it's good or evil. So part of our purpose in life is to fear God and obey him, to consider his awesomeness with reverence. And another part of our purpose is to see life on this earth in perspective. Unlike those who focus on this life, this earthly life, King David looked for satisfaction in the time to come. He says in Psalm 17, and I in righteousness, I will see your face when I awake, and I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Psalm 17:15. To David, full satisfaction would come on the day when he awoke in the next life, both beholding God's face, which implies fellowship with him, and being like him. And you can consider 1 John 3:2. And if you look at the Psalms in Psalm 73, Asaph talks about how he was tempted and envied the wicked who seemed to have no cares and who took advantage of others while climbing the ladder on the backs of those others. But then he considered their ultimate end. In contrast to what they sought after, he says in Psalm 73:25, what mattered to him? He says, whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. To Asaph, a relationship with God mattered above all else in life. Without that relationship, life has no purpose. And then let's look at Paul. You know, the Apostle Paul talked about all that he had achieved religiously before being confronted by the risen Christ. And he concluded that all of it was like a pile of manure compared to the excellence of knowing Christ. In Philippians 3, verses 9 and 10, he says that he wants nothing more than to know Christ and be found in him, to have His righteousness and to live by faith in Him, even if it meant suffering and dying. Paul's purpose was knowing Christ, having a righteousness obtained through faith in Him, and living in fellowship with Him, even when that brought on suffering. Our purpose in life, as God originally created man, is, I think, fourfold. To glorify God and enjoy fellowship with Him, have good relationships, good healthy relationships with others, to work, and have dominion over the earth. But with man's fall into sin, fellowship with God is broken, relationships with others are strained, and work seems to always be frustrating, and man struggles to maintain any semblance of dominion over nature. Only by restoring fellowship with God through faith in Christ can purpose in life be discovered. The purpose of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. We glorify God by fearing and obeying Him, keeping our eyes on our future home in heaven, and knowing Him intimately. We enjoy God by following His purpose for our lives, which enables us to experience true and lasting joy, the abundant life that He desires for us. Yes, Mr. Brady, there is more. And I pray that you are aware of God's love and purpose for you. And all your listeners, my friends, if there's anything I could do for you, please email me at bob@therepurposedman.com. Until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.